B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Everything from not just the weekend, but the last couple of weeks. We've had some off time here over the Christmas holidays. Wishing everyone out there a happy new year. So we're back at it. We mixed in some Celtics and some Bruins with our Patriots conversation, as promised. Right to your phones on everything. Elias in Worcester on the Seas. Go ahead, Elias.
Hey, guys. I just want to quickly say I've been wanting Char to go for like 3 or 4 years, just to get that out there. But the Seas, I know, like, preseason, we had a lot of, let's move Jaylen. He's come out really hot. I like the way he looks. I just want to see if you guys are still out on him, if the jury's still...
Well, let me ask you this, Elias.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you could trade Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard right now, would you do it?
I don't know. That's a hard question, and that's why I'm asking you guys.
I'm asking you. If you could trade Jaylen Brown for Zion Williamson.
No, yeah. Zion Williamson's knees are going to blow up. No.
Okay, so all of a sudden now, Maz, Jaylen Brown's had a first couple good weeks here, and now you're not trading him for Kawhi Leonard, NBA champion 2 years ago, and number one overall pick Zion from 2 years ago.
Yeah, so look,
so this is what we're doing all now.
Okay, so Zion's a little different, though, because there are some limitations to his game, right? Like, we don't know what he's going to be. I mean, he's an impressive, but we still don't know. I mean, the shooting's going to be an issue for him as he, goes on. But Kawhi Leonard, I would move Jaylen Brown for, yes. Kawhi Leonard is 29, but I'll tell you what, Brown's still getting better, man.
Okay,
I've been pleasantly surprised here in the early part of the year.
Me too. Of course, he's looked great. He's made it looks like he's improved and he continues to improve in all of that. That was just an exercise of, boy, do we fall in love with our players.
Oh.
and no fan base more than Celtics fans.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
It's insane.
I can't tell you how many people were busting my balls about Peyton Pritchard, for crying out loud. Like, they think he's good.
Yeah, go ahead. I still think he's a ninth man.
Go ahead. Give me your Peyton Pritchard thought here, Maz.
Yeah, do I think he's a ninth man? Well, maybe I was wrong. Okay? Maybe he's an eighth. How about that? That's as far as I'm going. Watch him in these games when the opposition, and I said this to you about Durant and Kyrie Irving, that there are guys that when they want to go to a certain level in that league, nobody can go there with them. Okay, when the intensity level in these games amps up and you got good players digging in, Peyton Pritchard belongs at the Y. He belongs at the Y. And I like what he represents too. The little 6'1" runt running around out there making shots, playing hard. I like all of that. He's a ninth man. That's what he is. Don't get stupid over it.
Matt in Sudbury has a Patriots thought. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I need a little help understanding. What I heard over the midday show was, I don't know if you guys are aware, Belichick is making close to $25 million a year, according to Mike Florio, Murray's favorite guy. But Belichick as a manager over the last 2 decades is an owner's dream because he obviously cut costs and runs it as efficiently as possible and maximizes talent. But now, given the fact that they have the lowest – paid out money, as you said, over the last 4 years since 2016. It's kind of like either something's got to move with either Belichick's contract or the Kraft saying, okay, you can spend more money. Explain it to me. Like, what's going on with
Matt, I swallowed my tongue. I spat out my coffee. Did you say $25 million? Is that a report?
Yeah, so this is, and I'm blocked by him, but I heard this driving in on Zolak and Bertrand.
Me too.
There was a report that Urban Meyer is looking for $12 million a year with Jacksonville. And someone was, tweeted at Mike Florio and was like, that's crazy money for someone like him, blah, blah, blah. And Florio responded, well, not when you base it on other head coaches and what they're making. Like Belichick, he makes close to $25 million a year.
What?
I mean, he put that out there like that's fact.
Yeah, he did. He threw that. And again, I'll tell you, I wonder if now he's probably high, but I wonder if he's closer to the truth than we are. And I'll tell you why. Maybe there's some sort of thing in there. I heard what Murray heard on the midday show that they were talking about, do they have him on the payroll of the paper company? And my answer is maybe. Maybe the speaking appearances and stuff that they guarantee him or something like that that adds to the money. But, Mike, the guy in Carolina,
well,
Mike.
Hold on. We just learned why you have the lowest player payroll in the NFL the last 5 years. And why, you know, all the coaching staff is family members and kids of friends because they work for cheap. All the money's going to Bill.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
I mean, if that's real, that's crazy. That's a crazy number.
It's not crazy if he can draft and coach.
Right.
But if he can't,
he
then
hasn't
what's the
been
point?
Able to draft.
Well, so there you go. And I'll tell you why I believe it, or I believe that Florio's closer to the truth. Matt Rhule in Carolina makes $9 million a year.
Out of nowhere, like first time out of the chute.
Right,
wow.
$9 million a year.
So Bill ain't making 10.
No way. He's got to be 15, 20 at least. And again, I bet you there's all kinds of perks in there that we don't know about that probably brings the value close to 25.
Oh, that would knock me in the gut. That is a big-ass number.
To quote our very own sports buzzer on Twitter, Adam Jones, old and overpaid. If Bill was a player, he'd cut himself.
Oh, my God. He would have been restructured a long time ago.
Now, not only would he cut himself, he'd have traded himself 3 years ago. He'd have been ahead of it.
I always wondered, like, one of the things we always talked about was, is there an informal cap, a budget? You know, the Kraft's only going to spend so much money. That's just like any owner. Like, they're only going to send so much hard money out the door. And so is the reason that their coaching staff is so sparse because all the money goes to Bill and they can't afford any other coach. They're not going to spend money on any more coaches, so it all goes to Bill. I always wondered about that. I think there was some truth to that. Well, maybe that if the number's 25, then I'm sorry. That does extend to the roster. You're talking real money there. Again, the Patriots have spent less money on their roster than any team since 2016. The lowest cash spent in the NFL over the last 5+ years. Okay, according to Mike Sando of The Athletic. Is that because $25 million a year goes to Bill and there's only so much the Krafts are going to spend in terms of real money? You can make the cap look like whatever you want to make the cap look like. We've been over that a million times. The real money. That's not a cap. The coaches' salaries aren't cap figures. That's money. Holy wow. 25? That's great. I mean, as a talking point.
That's a lot of quan.
To go 7-9. Ed in Marshfield on Zdeno Chara. Go ahead, Ed.
How you doing? I think you guys are totally wrong about Chara. You make the guy kill 2 minutes of a penalty kill, and no one else can do that. And when they make Charlie McAvoy do that and play on the power play, the kid's going to get hurt, and they're going to fall apart. You guys don't know what you're talking about. This guy's a plus 25. He doesn't play a second on the power play, and he's killing all 2 minutes of a penalty, and you're playing him 20 minutes a game. We'll cut him down to 15. Pay him $1 million. What's the deal?
Yeah, it's not money, Ed. It's not money. Chara signed for the minimum. They would have been the minimum here. It's not a money thing. It's not a cheap thing. You can't say Jacobs cheap diets. He didn't ask for any money. He didn't want any money. The Capitals didn't give him any money. It's not money. And it's not even that 2 minutes of penalty kill time.
He's still good at that.
It's whose team is it, right? And
that's,
you know,
what I think.
You have spent first-round picks on left-side defensemen in Zboril and Vakanen in the last 4 or 5 years, whatever that is. Okay? You do have to find out if they can play. Jeremy Lozon was a second-round pick who I kind of like on the left side. If Char is sitting there on your bench and you're up a goal with 2 minutes left, you got to put Char out there. And you're not going to see if those other guys can do it. And at some point, you have to see if the other guys can do it. And, if now's not exactly the time for Chara, it's pretty damn close. It's pretty damn close. And I've seen it now. You know, those quicker teams, those more talented teams, Chara doesn't close the gap. You just got run out of the building by Tampa in 5 games. It wasn't close. And he didn't close that gap. So, I don't know. Probably Zboril can't play. Even though they keep telling me he was the best defenseman in Providence last year, Maz, if that means anything to you.
Great.
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah, Chris Bork was a freaking weapon in the AHL.
Okay, at least he's 24 or whatever it is, and there's, you know, let's at some point you're going to have to cut that cord because Char isn't helping you close the gap right now with those better teams as it is. We're back with more here on an Agenda-Free Friday. I'm sorry. Reentry Monday.
A little
same
bumpy.
Same thing, but other end.
Exactly. We're giving you the hind end here on Felger and Maz. Back with more after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Just a quick reflection for me on the year would be, as I said yesterday, how much I respect and appreciate the team and the staff and the sacrifices that everyone has made for so that we could even have a season, so we could play football and play it competitively. And, you know, we worked hard throughout the course of the year to improve, to, you know, try to move to, you know, a higher level, which we did.
So of all the failures from this season, make no mistake, I think this year was a fail. Oh, what a fail. The worst thing I can say about them is that I think they got worse as the season went on. That's the ultimate fail to me, which is why that comment from Bill Belichick last night, or was that this morning, whatever that was, stood out to me. That was him from last night. No, it was from this morning, oh. But it doesn't matter. That's what stood out to me is that he talked about we moved to a higher level, and there's no doubt we did that. Talking about how they got better as the year went on. And that, I think, is such a pile of bullcrap. Such a steaming pile of... Such the opposite of what happened. It's not even funny.
Well, especially if you use the line of demarcation like you brought up, Maz, the Rams game. That's where you really saw, like, oh, they're not even close to a team like this. And they were awful down the stretch after that. The Bills, you're not even close to a team in your own division.
I just used the scoreboard, unfortunately, Murray. I saw them play Miami in week one, and they were clearly the better team. Then I saw them play Miami in week 14, and they got smoked.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them play Buffalo towards the middle half of the year, and they went in there to Buffalo and lost by one possession. They fumbled late. That should have been an overtime game at least. And so they were toe-to-toe with Buffalo in October. Then I saw them play Buffalo in December, and they got run off the field.
Oh, not even close. And both of those Buffalo games, they were both post-COVID, right? So, like, the Miami one, you'd say, okay, well, that was week one. Then they get hit by COVID, and they get derailed. The Buffalo thing came 3 weeks after COVID. They played a pretty good game up there. All things considered, it wasn't that bad.
The team got worse. The team got worse, versus the field. The quarterback play got worse across the board. Even though Newton was better yesterday, I think he did not get better as the season went on. I felt better about him. We all did in September, October than we did at the end. And Stidham must have gotten really worse because Bill, wouldn't even give him a sniff. So the quarterback play got worse. The team got worse. And I think that's that's the biggest fail of all. $25 million for that? Not just 7-9, but for the team not even to improve over the course of the year? Ugh. Ugh. That's a tough number to swallow for a team that got worse.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you go.
Well, and I was going to say that whenever you have a season, if you know you're not championship caliber, what's the goal? And you say, to get better and to build something so that you can make a run at a championship. So that inevitably in any season, there is a short-term goal or there's a long-term goal. Sometimes there's both. Okay, the Patriots had both for a long, 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 long time. This year, they didn't accomplish either. They didn't accomplish either one of those things. So if you were to tell me that they went 7-9 or 6-10, and again, I'm sorry, 5-9 is what I consider it because I don't count the two wins against the Jets. Sorry, I just don't. So anytime they played anyone legit other than the Jets, they went 5-9. So after all of that, are you really in any better shape? I think they're worse.
Nope, they're the same. You know, they're still...
Like, they're worse. They're worse off now than they were at the start of the year. They're worse off. They're no closer to finding a quarterback, and they're going to lose some good veteran players here in free agency. They are worse off than they were at the beginning of the year.
They might be. And it's not like they've, identified a core to go forward with. I mean, and that's, you know, there's a player here or there who has, you know, on the younger side that you might feel okay about, you know. And again, we can list some. You know, Damian Harris is someone to go forward with, and Jacoby Myers is someone to go forward with. And maybe you look at Duggar and Winovich and you say, so they got a few pieces there, maybe. So I'm not saying it's like there's nothing there, but I think for the most part.
Those are all role players at best, though. Still not good. You hate running backs. That's a third wide receiver. Those are bit players on like third down pass rushers. And I don't know, like Duggar, I don't know. It's special teamer at best so far. Makes the occasional play. The punter's the best player on the team, literally.
I mean, so like I'm trying to be fair. Like I'm not saying it's zero there, but for the most part, you don't really have an identifiable talented core that you identified and are going to go forward with. It's not like you built any momentum into the second half of the year. I've seen plenty of teams do that.
Yeah.
I think the Dolphins are a good example. Last year, you know, not this year, but, you know, Flores' first year there, where they were, whatever, 0-10, everyone thinks they're tanking, and then they, in the last, you know, 2 months of the year, go 500 or whatever it was, finish strong and sort of laid the foundation. That didn't happen here. That didn't happen here. You get smoked against the Rams. You get smoked in your division games against Miami and the Buffalo Bills on national TV. You went in the opposite direction, and your quarterback play went in the opposite direction. So you built no momentum through the last half of the year. You didn't identify and sort of develop a young core of players to go forward with. The quarterback thing is still going down, not going up. So that is, to me, the fail of the season. You know, really does go back to Brady, that you let that guy walk out the door and you didn't have the answer. Okay? And if you're going to let Tom Brady go and he still wants to play and can still play, you better have the answer. Whether that be the next quarterback or just a team that's so good or so well coached, you can still be a playoff team. And they had none of it. Fail, fail, fail. But that other thing, at least, even if they had failed at that, but they had at least, Maz, gotten better as the season went on, and sort of developed a core or developed something going forward to use as a springboard, you could say, okay, even if they went 5-11, like I think Miami did in Flores' first year, or, you know, whatever that record was, you know, even if they had a worse record, but they finished the year, whatever, 4-2, and they identified a young core, and, you know, here we go, here's our springboard. Or they had started to play Stidham, and he had shown signs of life. I, you know, they could have had a worse record, but you would have looked at it and said, well, they built something. They built nothing. I'm sorry. Nothing.
Zero. Zero. I mean, or close to zero. Again, I think they've gone backwards. I do. I think they've regressed. And when I say regressed, I mean with regard to the future outlook of the team. That's what I mean. And just to your point, look at the Chargers. The Chargers just fired their coach. Okay, and granted, they hit on a quarterback in the draft, it looks like. So that's a big one. But after getting smoked by the Patriots 45-0, the Chargers won out. They won out. So they beat Atlanta, they beat the Raiders, they beat the Broncos, and then they beat the Chiefs, albeit Kansas City without Mahomes. They mailed it in. But nonetheless, like you said, a little flurry at the end of the year.
And they have the quarterback, as you started off by saying. Most importantly, there's something to build on.
So if you're a Chargers fan, you're looking at it going, well, wait a minute. They won the last four games. You know, they were 5-2 in the last seven. They got a quarterback. Now they're going to get a coach in here, presumably. Maybe not, but you know, but let's say just go along with it. They're going to bring in a new coach. Like, here you go. So this is going to be something. What if they bring in Josh McDaniels?
Oh, meanwhile, you got worse as the season went on, and you can't pay any players because it's all going to the coach. It's like, holy smokes. Not good. Okay, so that's our assessment of the season. What's yours? And we've hit on Buffalo here a couple of times. We were off after the Buffalo game. There's a few things that were said during the Bills game that I do just want to go back to. So we'll hit on that and your calls right after Big Jim Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bills come in on a roll. They've won 7 of the last 8. And after a 3 seats at the MVP table, Josh Allen's grabbing one of those.
Yeah, I don't know if Bill Belichick would agree with you on that. He talking with him this week, he didn't buy into the Josh Allen craze. He said, you know what? We actually played pretty good defense against Josh Allen when we played in November. And you know that Bill Belichick will have something cooked up for Josh Allen. If you think the Buffalo Bills are just going to roll the ball to the 50-yard line and take a victory lap around Gillette Stadium, that man has another thing coming.
Yeah, and look, there was no question that Bill really got fired up when we were talking to him about potentially being swept, Josh Allen being one of the MVP favorites. He was not having any of it. And I can guarantee you he coached his football team about as hard as he probably coached it all year long leading up into this game.
All right, so there were a couple of things that stood out from that Bills game. Again, it's a pretty big reentry Monday here for most of us on the show who've been off for the last couple of weeks. So, number one, you know, Lewis Riddick, who's Bill's guy, you know, I think played for Bill in Cleveland, and was he on the staff here for a time? Well, whatever. Riddick has Bill ties. Sort of did him dirty, taking stuff that was said in the production meeting to the air. You know, that's sort of obvious, but it's also obvious Bill said it, you know. And if Bill was just trying to play a psychological game with his team, because his team did have some attitude in that game, right? Like J.C. Jackson making the unfortunate mistake of jawing with Stephon Diggs.
Ugh.
You know, so the Patriots did have an attitude in that game, right? Which, again, is maybe the only slightly silver lining positive kind of thing I can say about the Pats down the stretch is that they still did give a crap, or the players that were out there gave a crap. They still sucked, but at least they gave a crap, and so maybe Bill can identify some guys that are willing to go to war with. But either way, so if Bill was just sort of playing that game, talking down, you know, after years of having to pump up the competition, they're now, the Pats suck so bad, he now has to talk down the competition. Like, I get it. But if Bill really believes that, or any of you still out there really believe that, like Josh Allen is somehow overrated, or you can get to the guy, I would just have to ask what you or Bill or anyone else has been watching. What are you talking? Have you watched Josh Allen play this year?
Well, that's a question you can ask the big boy tomorrow, because I still think he's pretty dug in.
What, has he not watched Buffalo?
He thinks it's more about Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he was talking about some of this last week. I still think he's anti-Josh Allen.
Tell you, and listen to that cut. You know, if the Bills think they're just going to roll the ball to the 50-yard line, they pretty much did.
That's pretty much what they did.
Yeah.
Four touchdowns, no interceptions, a quarterback rating of 138.7. He shredded you. Josh Allen shredded you like he shredded pretty much everyone this season, certainly in the second half of the year. I mean, I have no personal ties to Josh Allen. Like, I don't, you know, I have no dog in that fight other than I've watched him play this year, and he's been through the roof. And I did previously believe he had something, you know, that he had a ceiling. And I sort of felt that way in his first couple of years in the league through all of his stupid plays and stupid throws and, you know, weird games that he had. And certainly that playoff game last year in Houston qualifies, the chucking the ball over his head and all the stupid stuff that he's done the first couple of years in the league. I still felt there was something there, but, you know, nothing more than that. And then I watch him this year and he's been as talented as any guy I've seen in the league. He's been nearly as good as Rodgers. I think he's been better than Mahomes. And I'm not telling you he's better than Mahomes, but in terms of this season, I've seen more good play from Josh Allen than I've seen from Mahomes. And he's pretty damn close to what Rodgers has been this year. And Rodgers has been, you know, lights out. Josh Allen can freaking play. And if you don't get it and you can't see it, you're either just being stubborn. Maybe Bedard is just, he's at war with Bill's Mafia and he doesn't want to give in, which is fine. You know, so that's the reason. But don't tell me you've actually watched him play and still don't believe in what you're seeing.
Mike, in the final 6 weeks of the year, okay, and again, just take this for what it's worth, nothing more than that. Buffalo was the best team in the league. They went 6-0, and the quarterback was off the charts. Had a rating of 114.1 in the final 6 weeks.
They had really nothing to play for yesterday, and they annihilated Miami.
They obliterated them. They completely turned them into dust particles.
But just watch him play. I mean, he's big.
Yes.
He can make every throw on the field, and those two things I don't even care about. Every throw on the field I don't care about. Big, I like big quarterbacks, but he's big. He can make every throw. He's developed accuracy that, you know, not even I thought he would have, but he's accurate. He reads the field. It feels to me like he can identify defenses. What doesn't he do?
Mike, that touchdown pass he threw to Diggs, the 50-yarder that was on the crossing pattern, he doesn't make that throw last year. He doesn't make that throw.
He's gotten way more accurate. That's been the most telling thing this year.
Absolutely. Again, in those last 6 weeks, he's over 70%. For the season, he was pretty damn close to 70%. So I completely believe that Bill said it, and I am glad he got it shoved down his throat.
And again, now that we're talking about this game, because you guys weren't here, the most telling thing for me out of that game is that it's their division now. This isn't a one-off. They didn't respect you. They came in with the intention of putting you over a barrel, and that's what they did. They went for it three times on fourth down. They weren't afraid of the defense in their own territory. They go for it on the fake punt. You're half asleep. They're wildly talented at multiple positions. The coach is good. The quarterback's good. The Bills aren't going away.
The quarterback can play. Oh, can he play? He's as talented as any guy in the league.
They went 13-3.
I mean, it's time to, like, denial is not just a river in Africa. Where is it, Maz?
Egypt.
Okay, here are a couple of other things that stood out from that game. Bill throwing the phone after the bad challenge.
That was great.
Oh, you chump. Oh, you, yeah, because that is, all that's doing is showing up his assistant coaches. Like, oh, so that's the problem, Bill? They gave you bad advice on the challenge. That's why you're getting smoked? How about your roster? Why don't you take a look at the roster that you developed? Your roster sucks. Your roster blows. You have no one who can play. But by him throwing that phone, that is showing up those coaches up in the booth. And it's like, I can't work with these guys. You know, it's like that. I thought that was such a Bush League move by Bill Belichick to chuck that phone and, you know, throw those guys under the bus on that challenge. It was a bad challenge. Fine. But is that the issue, Bill? Or is it your freaking roster?
Once again, it's not his fault. It's never his fault. It's always someone else or something else that undermined him. It's never his fault, ever.
Okay, and here's one more small thing. It was, and I had the sound down. They put up the graphic, and so you can just help me with this. But was it Lisa Salters or whoever, the sideline reporter, reporting on Cam Newton and his regimen, his daily regimen, that he goes to bed at 11:30?
Yeah, Laura Rutledge, I think, had it, yeah.
Laura Rutledge, right. She was filling in. That's right. Newton goes to bed at 11:30. He's up at 4:20, and he doesn't have his first sip of coffee until when? Like after 8?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute. Goes to bed at 11:30 and wakes up at 4:20. That help me. I'm bad with math.
5 hours.
That's less than 5 hours.
Yeah, it's 4:50. It's 5.
Okay, less than 5 hours. And oh, by the way, I don't know if she reported this as part of her thing, but we all know this, that Cam Newton's a vegan, right? He doesn't eat meat.
That's correct.
Did anyone ever think that the reason Cam Newton sucks is because he doesn't eat and he doesn't sleep?
Could be.
How do you survive in the NFL without eating or sleeping, you freaking idiot?
Hold on a minute. What do you do?
I'm a talk show host. Okay? I really try not to eat, but I generally get a decent amount of sleep. But either way, I just flap my gums. I'm not out there competing in the most physically demanding sport on the planet without eating or sleeping. Like, maybe we've uncovered the problem here with Cam Newton. The dude doesn't eat or sleep.
He put this out there with the intention of people looking at it is like, well, he really is like Superman. He doesn't need to sleep or really do all that much to play quarterback in the NFL. And it blew up in his face. Because when I saw this, I was like, I don't know if there's anything more unhealthy than a lack of sleep. 4 hours a night? That's a recipe for an early death. You can't live like that.
You freaking idiot.
It's a lie. It's a lie. If he was sleeping 4 hours a night for an entire season, you think he'd be that happy losing all the time? No way. It's a myth. I think it's a complete myth. 11 o'clock, 4 o'clock. That's bull crap. He's trying to make himself look good.
How does that make him look good?
Well, because he thinks it shows dedication and hard work.
Going to bed at 11:30 is stupid. You know, if you're these other sports, basketball and hockey, you're up late at night anyway. Like, that's different. But and baseball, for that matter, of course. But these football players, you're at the stadium first thing in the morning. It's not a nocturnal existence like basketball, like these other sports. If you go to bed at 11:30 every night as an NFL player, you're an idiot.
Never mind. To borrow a description from Michael Lombardi.
Seriously. But never mind not eating. Also, this is a great idea. Let's play NFL football and not sleep or eat. Well, no wonder. Like, of course he sucks or has gotten worse as the season went on. The guy's freaking starving and he doesn't have any sleep. Like, that. I saw that. It's like, you got to be kidding me. So we got to. Why don't you get some sleep, dude, and have a steak? You're an NFL player. All right, I'm sorry. But that Bills thing, like the Josh Allen thing, like, folks, it's time to open your eyes. That kid can play. And if Bill really feels that way, boy, he must not have watched any film. Because Josh Allen, he's become a stud. And that guy is pretty good. But I do like the ESPN crew throwing him under the bus. So maybe there's some cartel members here between those guys last week and Schefter yesterday. Yeah, getting some inside information from Bill and sort of not knowing where the line is, pushing the boundaries. The cartel pushing the boundaries there, huh?
So well, they don't need him as much as they did in the past. Not like the Patriots are playing anymore.
Okay, so back to your calls on a re-entry Monday. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Boston's home for sports. Villiers and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone.
I don't care.
With the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
I'm just a sports talk radio host. I'm not a reporter.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There was a report on ESPN today that there's an understanding between you and Cam Newton that you'll be going in different directions this offseason. Is there an understanding that this was Cam's final game?
Yeah. Well, is that another one of your anonymous reports?
That was from Adam Schefter this morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Adam said. You should talk to Adam about that then.
Thanks.
Great next question. Thank you.
That was this morning. Again, when Bill says, I don't think that's what Adam said, what Bill really means is, I don't think that's what I told Adam to say. Adam either said it that way or it was repeated. You know, it was picked up as a report when it was really just Schefter opining. But it all goes back to the same thing. Bill told him the fact of the matter, and that is Cam's probably not going to be back next year. So, either way, Murray, what are your thoughts?
I forget who it is that was asking the questions. I think it's that dude, Yanni Caracas. I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly, down in Providence. But he's a better man than me, because how do you not follow up when he says, I don't know, an anonymous report that you got that from? No, that's from Adam Schefter. Hear him. You ever heard of him, Bill? Like, what a baby.
See, I think that's from Adam Schefter.
I think that's effectively morning. I think that's effectively what that was. Was that another one? No, it was Adam Schefter.
There's just say something. Just heard of him, Bill? Huh? Oh, God.
Was that another one of your anonymous reports?
Oh, that was from Adam Schefter.
Suck on that. Yeah. Your Bobo, Bill. Your guy. He didn't regurgitate your mole droppings in the exact fashion that you wanted him to. Sorry. All right, so back to your phones on a re-entry Monday. Everything on the board. We mix in some Celtics and Bruins. You can circle back to that if you want as well. Here's John in Franklin, though, on Bill Belichick's reported contract of nearly $25 million a year. Go ahead, John.
I think you guys are making a little tongue-in-cheek joke saying there's not enough money for the team because Bill was taking all the money. But Kraft's proud of running the football operations the same way he does his other successful businesses. Who's to say that, you know, that's not driving Belichick to have the smallest coaching staff, the smallest scouting staff, the least amount of money paid to his team in real dollars.
Oh, John, I'm not being facetious. I think there, if he's up in the $25 million range, then it is absolutely impacting his assistant coaches' salaries and probably the player salaries.
No question.
And let's remember back when all the problems with Alex Guerrero, he probably didn't like his players going to Guerrero because he'd get a charge back.
Well, I don't know if it goes that far. I think that was more about control. But look, and this isn't a statement on the Crafts. It's a statement on any owner or business owner. Everyone has a budget. Everyone writes out a budget and says, this is what we're going to spend this year. And if your coach is up in the $25 million a year range, then I am sorry. That impacts the overall, that impacts what players are paid somewhere down the line. And that's just, I'm sorry. I think that exists here. I think that would exist in most places. There's
yeah, well, is that another one of your anonymous reports?
That's just pure speculation, Bill. But, you know, this is America, and I know how businesses are run. There's a bottom line at some point, and $25 million leaves a mark. I'm sorry.
Well, now we know why Bill's kids are all on the staff. They all just get an allowance, and that's it.
Jeez.
Like, seriously, he gives them $50 at the end of the week, and here you go.
Thanks, dude.
Go buy yourself an ice cream.
So, look, when Tom Brady is hurt in 2008 and they go 11-5, Bill's worth that money. And when Brady gets suspended and they go 3-1 and win the Super Bowl the year he gets suspended, he's worth that money. When you go 7-9 and your team gets worse from day one to day last, you ain't worth that money. Not even close.
Time for a pay cut.
Cam and Taunton. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, Mike, you know, this really was interesting. You know, I loved a meaningless Week 17 game with Tom McCarthy and Jay Feely on the call. I thought that was just riveting, riveting stuff.
Oh, that was wretched.
You hit it, though. You accomplished nothing. This season was a complete waste of time. Nobody got what they wanted. Nobody. You're in the middle of the draft, you didn't make the playoffs, and you don't have a quarterback. This season, who has more of a reason to be optimistic right now, Patriots fans or Chargers fans? It's the Chargers, it's not even close. You didn't accomplish a damn thing.
I mean, I would say on the face of it, it's not even close. You are still starting with Belichick, and you know who knows what coach takes over in L.A., and if it's a bozo, you know, you're porked. I don't care how good your quarterback is. It's going to be hard to overcome really bad management if they make another bad coaching hire. But, you know, everything else, as you said, Maz, the Chargers finish strong, and they have the next quarterback, which is the exact opposite of you. No matter what Bill says and how he tries to portray it, you did not finish strong. You lost three of your last four?
Yes.
Four of your last five?
No, three of the last four. Yeah, they beat the Chargers 45-0 and then lost three in a row before the Jets came in. So I say that they went 0-3-1 in their final four games.
You lost three of your last four, and you have no quarterback. Zero. So what, I mean, what did you build? And is there an identifiable young core on this team? I'm sorry, there is not.
No, look, again, there's nothing. There's nothing. I think they're in a worse spot now than they were when the season started. And when I say the season started, I'm going all the way back into the spring. Okay, I'm going all the way back there when the year started, when the new football year started. I at least looked at that and go, well, they believe in Stidham. They got a draft coming up. Now, almost a year later, I look at them and say they're worse off. They're worse than they were 9 months ago. And in fact, I think the next 3 months, because we have to have an answer really by the end of March when it comes to the quarterback. If they don't have a quarterback by the end of March, you know, and that might be in the draft or it might be in free agency. Well, then it's the same thing all over again.
The draft is the end of April, dude.
Oh, I thought it was the end of March.
It's the end of April.
Oh, no, the draft's the end of April. You're right. So fine, I'll give them the end of April.
Thank you.
But the next 3 or 4 months, if we don't know then, like, these are the next 3 or 4 months are as important a 3 or 4 month stretch as Bill Belichick has had in 20 years.
Right. He's got to justify that salary at the very least. So final hour here of your phone calls on a re-entry Monday. We have mixed in some Celtics and Bruins stuff. If you want to weigh in on that, by all means, you are welcome with our Patriots conversation and just really discussing how big of a fail this season was. We'll do that and get back to it right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.